In case you don't recognize it, it's the very sweet sound of skis swishing on snow. If you're an avid skier, we're going to give you a moment right now to dry your eyes because, as you know, it's been a horrible season for winter mountain sports on the west side of the Cascades. The summit at Snoqualmie Pass was forced to close earlier this year. There was just no snow. But there are still some havens of winter in the state of Washington. Take Winthrop, for example. About 4.5 hours northwest of Seattle by a very circuitous road route, you're going to find snowy trails awaiting your cross-country skis. James DeSalvo is executive director of Metau Trails. He says this season in the Metau has been pretty great.
We've been open since Thanksgiving, so we're approaching 100 days of being open, which for us is a good average year. And we're very fortunate to have the snow, as you know, as you know, many other places don't. So this year we're having a great year. It continues to be good. We had an inch of new snow this morning on the upper trails, and looks like this weekend's going to be beautiful skiing with, you know, cooler temperatures and sunny skies. So yeah, the season's been great. We've actually been getting quite a few people from who have never experienced the trails before coming out here, which has been phenomenal.
Let me jump in there. More people are coming. Where are they coming from?
Every year we get many people from all over the world that come visit our trail system. We have the largest Nordic ski trail system in North America with over 120 miles of skiing. And so that attracts people from all over every year. But this year in particular, we're getting a lot of folks from in the state of Washington or the Northwest who just don't have snow at their local resorts or ski areas. We're also getting folks who want a winter experience, and they just didn't get it this year in other areas. So, you know, whether they're skiers or not, they've been coming here just to see snow and to go sledding, to go ice skating, and, of course, to get out there on the cross-country ski trails.
How long do you expect that the trails will be open for skiing?
You know, we have another couple weeks of skiing with the conditions we currently have. If we get any additional snow, our season will be extended even further. But the second weekend is in March is usually what we tell anybody planning a trip out here, and we're going to be true to that this year. We'll have some skiing on our trails through the second weekend in March.
So for people who maybe didn't get their winter hit or just trying to hang on to it, looking for a little bit of snow, what weather conditions can they expect if they head your way?
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, regardless of the year, this time of year is one of our favorite just because the outdoor temperatures are so comfortable during the day. We usually get sunshine just about every day here in the Metau. So for the next week, it looks like high pressure is coming back into the area, and we're going to get, you know, daytime temperatures very comfortable just above the freezing mark and evening temperatures well below. So we'll be able to preserve the snow that we have.
Well, James DeSalvo, you have me itching to make the long drive over there. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for the call and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's James DeSalvo, Executive Director of Metau Trails, where you can cross-country ski if you're still looking for a little hit of winter. If you happen to have an Alpine or Nordic season pass you didn't use much because there was no snow over here, DeSalvo says bring it to the Metau Trails office and you'll get a free day of skiing over there, so all's not lost.